You can pick up and eat his thing. You can't pick up and eat culture.
A behaviour.
Yeah, that's so true.
You'd be a burger
so you just admitted that my side of the business is harder than yours. Or what side of the business?
Harder for me to do because I can't do it. Yeah.
Yes, yeah, so one thing you did say back on that, on I think it was one of the podcasts, you said simple is not easy. I thought that was a sick quote because, as you say, like the word simple implies like doing less and thereby making things, it's like the easier part.
We used to always say that our food was simple. We'd be like, it's easy, it's simple, man. It's fucking, there's only like 10 burgers.
We had this epiphany together recently though, wasn't it? It was a couple of years ago. We were like, we've got to stop saying the word easy.
Yeah.
It's not, that's a complete disservice to our guys in the kitchens and on the floor who are knocking out 300 burgers in 2 hours in the city. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
And that's the thing.
That like, is not easy.
So if you compare, our kitchen to say Cote, which, you know, Cote has an infinitely more complicated menu than we do, and their kitchen has, you know, probably five times the ingredients, or Wagamama was one of those. They have so much more ingredients, more stations, more things like that. But they've also got three times as many chefs in there. And this kitchen's probably three times the size of ours. Like, what we do is focused, and it should be, because you're a burger restaurant, and most people who order a bacon cheeseburger, like, that's the best seller of any burger restaurant in the world.
Of any menu in the world.
It's a bacon cheeseburger, right? And that's what we wanted. That's why the Honest Burger is that. And obviously we've grown a little bit and we've tweaked the rest of the menu as we've grown. But we do still like to think the essence is simple, but the execution is never easy because there's a lot of shit to do. And like we said a minute ago, you know, cooking a frozen chip, that is easy. No, that's both. Cooking a frozen chip is simple. It's simple and easy. Like you could fully automate that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With a robot, and it would be just dink, 3 minutes, down, up. That's that.
Mm.
Ours, you know, we do cook-offs every morning. So every single time we get a new batch of chips into our restaurant, every single day they'll cook a portion of chips and work out how long it takes to cook. And it could be, you know, depending on the variety, and this is, you know, God's honest truth, our cook time on chips could go up by... A total cook time could be 3 minutes one season, could be 6 minutes another season. Just because of the dry matter in our potatoes and different varieties. And that is something that the chefs have to just deal with.
Yeah. I think we've sort of, again, read more recent epiphanies that you sort of start, you can articulate your business better though, I think, the longer you've been in it.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a really obvious thing to say. But I always feel like honest, if I come back to two things, I'm like, it should be a simple place to work. It's not going to be easy. Because I think we told ourselves it was going to be an easy place to work. We're totally setting them up for a fall. Like, it's totally unreasonable and unfair.
But I do think we fucked up with that in the past by not even not having a really rigorous training program. And we still, we're just about putting in a really rigorous training program because we're like, fucking easy. Look, the menu's just there. Mm. You know, there's only that many burgers, really coleslaw and certain chips. Oh, it's easy. But actually... You want our people to know every single thing about our menu. I want them to know about regenerative farming. And we could spend days talking about that. Like, there are things that we've definitely got wrong around that. Around that simple, not easy quote, which...
See, so, again, so, there's another mistake. He's saying it's mine.
See, wait, so fuck off. That. I said simple, not easy.
No, mistake you just highlighted.
Lack of, oh, right.
Lack of chain.
Wait, so you said... So Phil, you said it could boil down... You said honest could boil down to two things.
Should be a simple place to work. And for customers, it should be a simple place to eat. And I love that. I love the idea that a customer doesn't have to come in and do this with the menu through five pages and a huge wine list. It's like, you're coming in, you're having a burger, and actually there's only eight of them.
Yeah, but 10. But some people still, it baffles my mind when people look at our menu and don't get it. I think we've got the simplest menu ever. Some people do look at it and they're just like...
Yeah, but so it's simple, but what I'm learning from you is simple is hard or simple's not easy, right? Because there's a lot of... On the surface, this looks simple, but there's actually a lot of depth and texture. So the fact that, correct me if I'm wrong, but each branch to have that sort of local feel has its own unique burger.
That is
complicated.
That's not easy.
But it's simple. Yeah. But it's like, oh yeah, because you know, I walk into Tooting and it's like, what was the, was Tooting, is he done like a jerk chicken? Yeah. It's like, oh yeah, so I feel like this isn't some like huge, like Five Guys, for example, it's a small, if there's something intimate about that.
Yeah.
Looks pretty simple, but I bet you that's a ball ache to sort out.
We've got like 40 restaurants with 40 local suppliers. Our finance team
hate it. Yeah. Yeah. So that's not fair. They don't hate it, I don't know, but they would prefer, they would make their lives easier.
And they're buying, you know, because it's only one burger in one restaurant, you're buying tiny amounts. you know, invoices that we like 30 quid or something.
Fuck it, do you know what I mean? Like, we don't run the business from the finance department, so, you know.
Quick one, guys. Espresso's have got a brand new sponsor, Unleashed. Unleashed is inventory management software that talks directly to your finance and e-com software. We use Unleashed daily at Islands. I bloody love it. We've cut our admin time in half, saving approximately 30K a year. Why use it? Save money, save headaches, save stress. Get granular clarity on your margins. Know where your stock is. Don't miss availability. Look, your favorite brands literally use Unleashed as their backbone. Candy Kittens, Tiny Rebel, Trip, all use it religiously. Look, there's a link in the show notes. Please feel free to book in a call with Josh and his wonderful sales team at Unleashed. They're amazing. Even nothing comes of it. And even better news, you'll get your first month free if you reference Hungry. Thank you. What are the other... So I'm liking this theme of like doing things that look ostensibly sort of simple, if that's the right words. Yes, it's simple, but actually but behind the surface, they're actually pretty complicated. So what... Obviously the chips... The localized burgers per branch. What else is like look simple, but is actually really fucking hard for you guys to bring that experience alive?
Everything.
Well, I think a lot of the stuff we talked about this morning. You know, if you want to not give people, you know, staff scripts and a huge long list of service steps, you know, and you're going to let them wear what they want and blah, blah, blah,
honestly, know. I would say like nothing we do is easy at this scale now.
Yeah, it's true.
And you know, and I'm not trying to. Kind of get the violin out, but yeah, you know, hospitality is not fucking easy right now. Like I honestly, sometimes I like sort of drift off and think about the good old days where we just had to worry about Brexit. And it's like, we thought that was like the biggest grenade the industry has ever seen. It's like, I would do anything to just deal with fucking Brexit than the shit that the industry deals with now. So I do generally, and I think anyone listening to this who works in hospitality would probably agree that nothing is easy right now. And from a customer perspective, going in, paying for some food, eating it and walking out, that should be a simple process. But even that's quite difficult, right? When you go into a restaurant that's understaffed or their delivery's been fucked because, you know, there's the courier company's understaffed, whatever it is, like there's just all these layers of complication now that I don't feel like they were as big a deal 10 years ago. And now they're just... constantly happening.
A lot of the fun, it feels like there's not a lot of joy at the moment in the hospitality industry. A lot of the fun stuff, you know, seems to have been diminished, and there's a lot more stuff that we have to deal with. And I feel like it's starting to come back a bit, but
definitely, you know, I think this Christmas is feeling we've got a really nice vibe at the moment, and you know, really great like for like sales. But I mean, utilities.
Yeah,
utilities is crippling businesses. Like we signed up to a 2-year contract because at the time that felt like the right thing to do because the utilities were doing that. And now, you know, I hear stories of businesses, big, you know, branded, very successful businesses that are scaling back their rollout because they can't afford to because their utilities are so outrageous and they're locked in for another 18 months or whatever. Like it's shit like that that you just, the government should be supporting people like that. Why should us buying gas and electric today because we signed up to a contract 12 months ago and we tried to hedge our bets in a, I fucking hate this word, but unprecedented environment. Like, and we're getting shafted and the people who are selling us the fucking gas and electric are making so much money, even though their costs have come right down now. But because we hedged our bets, we're getting fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's rough. In terms of, like a lot of our listeners, I think to relate to founders that have not like made it, but who've scaled big businesses, right? I always think as the business scales, the founder has to scale and or like scale with their skill set, right? Mm-hmm. Or like change slightly. What are some of the weaknesses you've had to work on from going from like when you were that one store, one restaurant in Brixton to 40 now? Like what are the weaknesses you really had to hack at to
personally?
Yeah.
Being fucking immature, I think both of us. I would say I was quite immature when we started. Stubborn. We're both still stubborn, but I think you've grown, man. But I think we both have. Honestly, if you'd have interviewed us 10 years ago, we'd be very different people.
How so?
Well, we discussed earlier. Like, I don't drink anymore. Like, drinking was a big part of my kind of personality. I thought it was anyway. So obviously, it's not, but. Back then it was, and it was it's something now where I was like, I need to take my life more seriously. I need to take my career more seriously. And God drinking in hospitality is very easy. Mm. It can be very damaging. So yeah, I think for me that was, you know, being far more self-aware and self-reflective is important, because yeah, when you're trying to grow a business and you've got people that depend on you, and you know, it's an old one, but it's a goodie, like lead by example.
Yeah.
You talk about culture, like culture is fucking meaningless if your leaders aren't leading by example, like they're the smallest thing and you're gone. And I hear stories about people that have been on your podcast and I'm like, really? They said that? And I'm like, honestly, they've done that? And, but they're like, yeah, man, fucking rock and roll. That's what founders get away with. I don't think we've been that bad. I've probably done a few silly things.
Yeah, we've done a couple of silly things. I think we realized, you know, I think definitely at the stage of the business growing and realizing that some of the stuff that we were doing wasn't fit for purpose anymore. I remember being massively behind sort of Zopsterectic when I'm trying to grow the business between like, I was forgetting now, like 14 and 25. It's just a really tough phase for me. I felt like the
as in 14
sites,
yeah, sites, yeah,
the business, my ability had been outstripped by the business. You know, the business had got bigger than my skill level at that point.
Thank you so much for listening. It honestly means the world to me. I hope you enjoyed your morning coffee and go and have an amazing day. Let's be having ya. If you want the full episode, it will be in the show notes. A link will be in the show notes, the full episode. Thank you so much. Please leave friends as well. It means the world to me.